Tony,
ready to go.
You said 4:20 start time. It's 4:34.
Welcome to the pod! Merry.
Oh, nice, nice. I haven't heard that in a while.
Well, you may be in for a treat today.
Oh, what?
Okay. What?
Just a little foreshadowing to the pod. Welcome to the pod. It's a podcast.
Yes.
Where a bunch of doofuses get together and talk about random bullshit that's in a folder.
A variety of things.
A pretty good way of putting it, Tony.
Did you say something, Mitt?
I said, yep.
Mitt doesn't talk into the microphone when he does the show. I don't know how he hasn't figured this out yet.
We have addressed that. He talks into his microphone on Hammer Down. He does not hear because he refuses to.
No, he's leaning back. He's super cool, and he's got the super cool lean, which I respect.
He would, in fact, not look as cool if he was not leaning back like he is.
So I'm trying to have Bruce. I do need to talk more into the microphone.
There you go.
I've heard that a couple times, but I'm trying to get Bruce also in the frame. I don't know how Foxy does it. He kind of. I think he's more up here.
No,
I
don't know.
I believe he leans
sit.
Forward, yes.
I intentionally
He is
sit.
A lean forwarder, and I have to lean back a slight bit to make it work.
It's a tango. Oh,
see, like,
it is a tango.
It is a constant tango.
I am Tony Diggs. This is Ty Schmidt.
Tony Dogs. Ooh.
That's Nick Marotta. That's Zeke. Zeke, was everyone nice to you this week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, Mitt, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic, Tony.
Okay, how many toys did you get for Christmas?
Oh, dude, I got so many toys, and they're so cool.
Can't wait to hear about it. Gumpy, how are we?
Great.
You got a new toy. Congrats.
Yeah, congrats in hand.
Brucey, how are we?
What's going on, dude? Pretty fucking good.
Awesome. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And to all a good night.
And to all a good night.
We'll see you next week.
How was everybody's Christmas? Do we have, now that we spent some time traveling, some time with family.
So it was a great Christmas.
Do we have any bones? No bones?
No bones.
That good of a
you traveled and were with family and no bones?
Yeah, there were two wrecks. It was a little slow moving getting out there, but come back nice and easy, super clear. Roads were fucking, you know, wide open. I think everybody was on the same page.
Friday night there was wrecks?
Going and let's get back.
Friday night there was wrecks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I was running people off a road.
Because
I knew you were behind me, and I knew you had to deal with it.
They weren't bad. They sat there for like 10 minutes, maybe a little, not long. That's an exaggeration, but a
couple. Ty, you got any bones? You traveled.
Yeah, I did. I don't really have many bones, per se. Getting to the airport on, what was it, Friday night, there were a shitload of accidents on the highway, and it took me about an hour to get to the airport.
So how was the airport crowd?
Didn't love that. Not bad. It took me probably like 5 minutes tops to get through security. There weren't a bunch of people there, and then obviously coming back.
Did you have some cocktails or...?
Yeah, Connor and I were on the same flight, which was nice.
So did he watch a movie that I saw is getting a 23 rating on?
Yeah, he watched Rebel Moon, and he did say, you know, maybe because he was boozed up, but he kept tapping and going like, it's awesome. So I think that was, you know, it could have been the booze talking, but and then I flew back on Christmas night. So really,
did you watch it?
No. I watched the newest episode of Gojira, and I also watched Reacher.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I feel super cultured, actually. I watched Elvis on the plane coming or going to
like
Denver.
The new movie?
Like
the one with Tom Hanks and Austin
Butler?
Yeah,
Bowler. Very sad.
Yes, we're talking Baz Luhrmann.
Sad.
Yeah, Baz Luhrmann.
Yes, very sad, very sad. It actually was pretty fucking awesome. I didn't know that he was an actor. Didn't know that he had to go and serve in the military.
Oh, man, you know nothing, my friend.
Yeah,
now he does.
Now you do.
Now I know.
Now you do.
Now I know, see?
Zed, how are we, buddy?
Hey, doing awesome. I watched Red Moon.
Red Moon?
Nice.
How was it?
Oh no!
So, hey, best part of the movie.
I've never.
It'd be the first time ever.
Best part.
I've never experienced.
I've never heard Zeke give a movie a bad review.
He's speechless.
I will say, I did not finish it.
How long?
I went an hour, but I got a little sleepy. My eyes were starting to close.
Okay.
What time of day did you watch it?
That's not good either.
It was midnight.
Sleepy Zeke.
Yeah, it was just a late one. But Charlie Hunnam coming out and seeing him in the movie.
Oh, Chuck's in it.
Yeah.
You're back.
Connor, your mic's not on.
The only downfall of the movie so far, no American accent. He had like a weird Irish, I guess his real accent.
Kind of goes hand in hand with the movie not doing so well, I would say, maybe.
Yeah, could be.
If you would have done American accent from the beginning, oh, that movie would have been above 23.
No, the movie 45. Seemed to be doomed from the beginning.
What's it about?
Zack Snyder did what Zack Snyder does and was like, this fucking studio won't let me make my yeah. 5 hour
I'm
going to
make my fucking movie, okay? So, yeah.
What's Snyder it about?
It looks coming. Like they grabbed Pitch Black. They okay. grabbed Star Wars.
Fair. Oh, is it a Star Wars movie?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
And then
is
they
the
grabbed
greatest
like
movie of all time.
What was the movie where it basically yeah. copied Avatar? It was kind of the same concept.
Fern Gully,
Pocahontas,
Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, we'll just say that. It basically
Wah.
Copied a bunch of
they all
the
copied
Last
Avatar.
Of the Mohicans, I believe.
All-time movie.
Classic.
I think it was pitched as a Star Wars movie.
Okay.
If there's
a Cuzzy that comes out with a lightsaber.
Cuzzy?
Shit, correct.
There is a Cuzzy.
They were like, nah, no thanks, you just make it.
Gumpy, what kind of popcorn were you having?
Yeah, it was the Flaming Hot. I never had it before.
Flaming Hot Cheetos popcorn?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Holy shit.
Has anyone watched the Flaming Hot movie?
Sorry, what?
What?
The Flaming Hot movie.
Oh, I believe Eva Longoria directed that one.
There's a movie about
I heard it's all horse shit.
Oh!
Yeah, I heard it's like all fake.
No.
It's a movie about Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Yeah, like some guy who was like a janitor at the Cheetos factory. Basically.
Hey, buddy, I got something for you.
Yeah, came up with the Flaming
Hot recipe.
How do we
make these spicy?
That's always how it works. And then they screw it to the, they screw the man.
They screw the man. Yep. Stick it to the manios.
Flavor blast.
I will say that guy is loaded out of his mind because I did some research on him. But so whatever happened, he did make some money off of it.
Well, that's okay. Good. That's good.
Unless it was just speaking engagements, but okay. I doubt it.
Yeah. Anyone have any other fun
I don't
holiday?
Have any bones. I don't really have any bones.
Has anyone seen the Jason Statham movie?
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
what's
I do
what's
have
the name
bones.
Of that?
Fucking Scuba Diver? What is it?
I don't know. It looks pretty sweet, though. I've been seeing lots of ads for it.
What is it?
I can't remember what the
Connor
name
said
it
the
is.
Mark Wahlberg
oh, baby.
Family,
oh,
movie.
Yeah.
Family Man. Comedy family
that.
Man who
I might watch
Vin Diesel did it first.
I refuse to believe.
Family Man who is undercover former CIA agent movie is good. I do have a bone, slight bone.
Okay.
I'm not really good at wrapping things.
Oh, I'm horrible.
I'm not the worst.
Bags.
You're not good either?
No, I just...
No, bags
well,
of
that's
tissue
what
paper.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my...
Oh, it's the beekeeper. Sorry.
The beekeeper.
That was the driving crazy thing.
That's my bone. We need to normalize bags more. Yes.
See, it's tough, though, because we're in the same boat now. Like, you want your daughter to be able to open presents.
I do.
You don't want to just
wrapping
fucking put
them
everything in a
well, luckily, matter. Well, luckily for her, my wife is...
A good rapper.
Very good
ditto,
at rapping.
Ditto.
Okay, but I'm talking about maybe giving her presents, normalized bags.
Oh. Have you still take it to the mall and have the...
You can.
That feels like a process. Though, because I order all the gifts to my house
online.
And then I gotta go take the gifts
so
to the mall.
So we're saying maybe Amazon has
hack,
to offer.
New
how much money are we
model.
Talking here?
New
Amazon
people.
Will wrap
sweet
gifts.
Old ladies come
what?
To your yeah. home and wrap the gifts for
select,
you.
That's not a bad
yeah, but they wrap it so shitty.
Do they do it?
They kind of just put it in a sack.
What are they wearing when they do it?
Sweet old ladies.
I was talking about Amazon.
Holy fuck.
You threw me off there.
Are we talking about a naughty maid situation?
We're not talking about naughty
maids. You want naughty presents wrapped very naughty?
Have you experienced the Christmas sack
from Amazon?
I went to Dollar Tree.
Actually,
General.
Yes. The in-laws brought all my gifts in a Christmas sack.
Big plastic
they
bag.
Were, they
it's
were
like
wrapped.
A,
they were wrapped, though.
It's like a festive
sack.
Garbage bag.
No, that was not
that's
what it was.
Neat. I was going to say, I mean, if you're getting a gift bag, like, at least you're not doing the divorce dad route and, like, putting it in, like, a Kroger sack and handing it to him. You know, so it could be worse.
It absolutely could be worse. Yeah, I went to wrap all my wife's presents on Christmas Eve, and I had to go to her to get all the wrapping paper and stuff like that. Hey, where's all the wrapping paper and tape and stuff in this house?
Yep. I gave my parents it was like a larger size box. You know what? I just stuck a bow on the box.
Bingo.
Not a bad idea.
I dressed it up a little bit.
That always plays. Yeah. It's a big box. The bow plays.
I do the classic. I wrap all my mom's presents, and then my mom comes down and helps me wrap all the other presents.
That's, yeah.
Nice.
I do the double bag.
Pretty good, right?
That's not bad.
You double bag it?
So you put...
That doesn't work.
You put... Yeah, I know, not in that case, but you put... You put the, say you get someone a pair of shoes.
Okay.
You put it in the bag, right?
Yeah.
But then you put another bag over top of the shoes the other way. So you
oh,
still
so
can't
it is
kind of
wrapped.
Wow.
Okay.
No tissue paper necessary.
Yeah,
no tissue paper.
Did you put a big bow on your new toy?
You I actually,
did they
like,
offer it?
When they
offer?
Drove me to get the fucking check, actually, I told the guy, I was like, you guys not even going to put a fucking bow
I
on
want
this
the thing.
And what he said?
No, the guy wasn't having it.
Man, I know I was kidding earlier, but. Did you get toys?
Yeah, did you get a bunch of toys?
Get a toy?
I got an iPad, which is fucking dope.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's
a toy.
Pretty dope.
No action figures or? Lego sets or
anything like that?
Connect.
No, I did not.
Did you get a
Roblox?
Maybe a sweet bag like Bruce has for his travel.
Sweet snowboard.
No, I didn't see
new bindings.
What did you get?
Did you shred gnar? Where were you shredding?
Yeah,
gnar?
Fresh power.
Did you get a new shift knob for the sloshing?
I was in Copper, Colorado. It was pretty fun. No, I wasn't really shredding. I popped my hamstring a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we were here for that.
Cruising down,
chilling.
Yeah.
How were the conditions?
Condish was sick because it was.
Condish was sick.
Because it was. It was actually snowing both days that I was there. So
fuck
I
saw yes, a bunch dude, of fresh powder.
Fresh powder.
Yeah,
oh, that's
fresh powder.
So much. Yeah.
You should ask Zito if he would be kind enough to lend you his horns here, and if you could put them on the hood of your Stang.
That would be so cool. You got to do it, Mitt.
Yep. And then
they would match the color too.
And then maybe sick.
The toy does look pretty sick.
It does.
Yeah. Actually, the next car that I get, I probably will put horns on the front.
You know what you need to do is, for your gear shift, you need to get like a sawed off shotgun.
Yeah.
As that. And obviously, you know, you don't have to put bullets in there, but like you should go somewhere and have someone install a sawed off shotgun as your gear shift.
You know what I will have at some point in my life?
Yeah.
What was the movie with The Rock where he went into the town?
Walking Tall.
Walking Tall. Okay, I will have a...
You're going to put a 2x4 in the bed of your...
Yes, and a truck exactly like that
one. I like that.
But it will only hold a 2x4.
Okay. I heard that actually just went to auction the other day.
What's that?
That 2x4 in Walking Tall.
No way. Way.
Speaking of auction, let's get into the pod fun.
Because it's loaded. What about my boat?
I think Z sent us in.
Yes, the Oregon Zoo otter has died at age 20.
Does he even have a name?
That's what I was
beating his meat.
I believe it's Hooper.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was Hooper.
Oh,
I'm
I thought we were talking
about
him.
Hooper is a basketball player. This was actually in 2018.
Yeah, I'm just now seeing that the otter passed away.
I was wondering when this was
five years ago.
When this was going around, anybody realized that this was?
We did not.
From 2018.
But
it was a celebration of the memory.
When I said this in, it was the four-year anniversary. Rest in peace.
Do we know? Do we know the otter name?
Just do the Oregonian, the Oregon Zoo otter known for slam dunking and stroking his pole.
Okay, so there's when I Googled it, it says two more sea otters joined the zoo basketball team.
Oh, nice!
They got a squad.
Yeah, Floor and Hobson and Eddie. It was Eddie the otter. Yeah, but Floor and Hobson joined the team.
Did Connor name these otters?
Eddie, Floor, and Hobson? What do you mean?
Every time he makes a creative player, it's always like Ed.
Yep.
Ed.
Ed jumped out.
Fucking Ed, dude.
It's okay that this happened 5 years ago because we like to highlight animals in the world that
do spectacular
extraordinary
incredible
things.
Feats.
So we have Ed.
Do you think this guy was stroking his pole when people were coming to the zoo?
We have Magawa.
Obviously.
Magawa.
We have
that golden retriever who's the mayor of California.
Air Bud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Is he still going?
Air Bud. Air Bud.
Air Bud, obviously. Norm Snidley.
That bitch-ass kangaroo.
His muscles are extraordinary.
Yeah, well, he died.
He did die.
I feel like there's one recently that we are missing. Like maybe last episode recently.
Is there like a dog that was doing something crazy or something?
That big dog?
Remember that
big dog?
No, I think it was.
The old school picture.
Redwood tree.
Yeah. Oh, the wolfhound thing?
That big dog?
I don't think it was.
That was Big Jake.
I don't think the animal was a war hero.
Oh,
like
that was Gus's great grandpa.
Could have been Gus. Yeah, it was related to Gus.
Where is Barbecue Jake?
Honestly, I haven't seen a video from it. I don't know if I just stopped watching him.
People are saying he went corporate.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, people are saying that.
Well, he had the one that felt like it was but the other one was pretty good.
Well, I told Nick, you know, a little too often of Jake, you know, putting something on the fryer or whatever and be like, you know what, I'm a little bit hungry right now, so I'm gonna go to my dollar beef jerky box and pick at, you know, there's always some
corporate.
Too many Buc-ee's.
Yeah, exactly.
I was asking for more. We were waiting for more truck content.
We were.
Remember?
We were.
He never got it.
Gus content.
Yeah.
And then Luke Foods kind of came in and just took the baton.
Which one's Luke Foods? Is he the...
I don't know.
Not the Asian.
Luke Foods has been to like 75 different cities in the last 3 weeks.
Is he the one that was in New York a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
On the street?
Yeah, yeah, okay. And unfortunately, while in New York, he got food poisoning and was very sick about 4 of the days.
That'll happen.
Next. That's what happens when you eat off the street. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is not good.
Don't like to see this.
Ooh. Oh, I wish Connor was here for this because I believe he's a big Vin over Rock guy.
Yeah.
Should we save this for
still?
Next week?
Well, no, I feel like we need to cut it or we need to cover it.
Okay. It needs to be covered.
Yeah, I mean.
Is a Louis C.K. tweet in here?
No, but we can talk about that, too. Vin Diesel's ex-assistant in her lawsuit claims that Vin masturbated in front of her in her hotel room in 2010.
Can't do it.
It's tough.
The lawsuit alleges that Diesel assaulted, how do you pronounce that last name? Jonasson?
Janasson.
Janasson, okay. In a hotel, he forced himself onto her, groped her breasts, and then proceeded to masturbate in front of her.
He just can't do that.
Can't do it.
Oh, Vin, what the fuck?
Can't, but Louis C.K. did tweet and say, "Hey Vin, if you need any advice, I believe
I don't want to be this guy." It wasn't
Nick,
actually
don't.
Louis.
Yeah, it was like a Louis C.K. parody account.
Can't you just let us live?
And not when you're spreading misinformation like that.
I'll be honest; I was much more worried about when you said, "I don't want to be this guy." I'm very glad that's the direction you went, you scumbag.
What do you mean?
I wasn't jerking off in front of him. What are you talking about?
He doesn't want to be this guy doing this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ben, I'm glad you're not that guy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure Louis
Gumpy, you got something to say about your
actually
king?
Thought that.
What do you mean? I already did. I said it was disgusting.
Okay.
What? I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Are you
going to
retire your chain and cross?
That has nothing to do with Ben.
What about your every time that someone comes over your apartment and you hand them
a Corona
and say for family?
Now that's something that I might have to think about.
Yeah, you can have any beer in this house.
I didn't think about that until now.
You can have any beer in this house as long as it's Corona.
Yeah,
you do always say that.
I think that is that is tough. I just got fucking 72 fresh Coronas in my fridge.
I know.
I didn't think about that. Well, Merry Christmas.
You sit on the Viking at night and just have a couple Coronas?
I've been known to pop a few on the Viking at night.
Did you sleep this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like more than usual?
You don't normally sleep.
It was kind of, I didn't really know what to do with myself because everybody was gone.
That's what I figured. That was so
like
I figured you'd maybe catch up
Friday
on some
night,
sleep.
Like I thought about just going to the Oakmont by myself.
Getting a espresso martini.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't. I just sat around.
Okay.
Stayed up late waiting for Santa.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Santa's coming.
Real size Santa. Next. A woman, she's 34 years old.
Yep.
Cuts off her husband's penis and flushes it down the toilet.
Where is that?
It looks like Europe.
Yeah, yeah,
if we're going off the stock photo.
It's either Europe or South America. I was thinking Europe, maybe Peru.
Yeah.
I could see certain
parts of California.
Chile.
Maybe I'll zoom in.
What is this guy
doing? I feel like they don't have the toilet power in Europe for this.
Well, you might have had a small ding dong.
That's very fucked up of you to say, Bruce, but.
I'm just saying, I feel like they.
I also appreciate that you. That you just immediately assumed this guy had a massive hog.
I was kind of imagining just like a big double-sider.
It won't
flush, yeah. She's like using her foot.
Is that the worst thing that
that
could happen to your penis after it gets cut off?
Flush down the toilet, like fed to a dog. Or like a
dog.
Yeah,
fed to a dog.
Meat
fed
grinder.
To a dog. Ran
over by
put it in like a ninja bullet or something.
Blender.
That falls into the meat grinder category,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it does, right.
Alvin,
this is a bad question.
Did we still
like,
has active nerves? It's just screaming.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Can you reattach your penis?
Suck me!
Yeah.
In an old episode, we did find out you could have a bionic penis.
No, you can reattach your penis.
Fake,
yeah, you have to put it in rice first, though, to preserve it.
Put it in rice. Also, you can grow a penis on your arm.
Yeah,
yeah,
that
that's
guy.
What I mean. Oh, that's the fake.
Or your nose.
Or your nose.
Oh yeah, that one guy did have
Henry Wadsworth.
Henry Wadsworth
penis nose. Yeah,
that was his name. But yeah, I mean, I would just assume because if this guy
he probably cheated.
Probably. But if he has a real girthy monster, she's not just cutting that thing off with like a classic pair of scissors that you're cutting construction paper.
Maybe fucking hedge clippers.
Could have been hedge clippers.
Did anyone click machete? On this article?
No.
Oh. Okay. I just did, and I'm glad. I wish I wouldn't have. Okay.
Picture.
She found out her husband had slept with her 15-year-old niece.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So she's in the right.
So this is a good move.
Penis cut off of justice.
We were close. The location was. Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Brazil.
South America, yeah.
Yep. This is
just outside of Sao Paulo.
Full circle here, these last two. This is Brazil.
See, I couldn't tell because I can't see the favelas from here.
She used a razor.
That's...
Oh!
Took a picture of it and then flushed it.
A razor?
See, like, how
that does doesn't show? That doesn't look like Rio de Janeiro from when
how
I was
do you
there.
Let your penis get Sao Paulo. Cut off by a razor? You, like...
Well,
drug him up.
So I like, think okay, it wasn't the three layer.
A woman's
ones.
Coming at you and, with a razor and saying, "I'm going to cut your penis off."
Oh wait,
good luck.
This gets better. She flushed it because she heard that it was possible to reattach it.
Bingo. Okay, she's listening. Thank you
and
for listening to the show.
Turned herself into the cops, saying, "Good evening, officer. I came to introduce myself because I just cut off my husband's penis."
Nice.
Go on, miss.
And was she arrested or was she absolved of her crimes after they found out why she did it?
In custody and charged with attempted murder.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Age of consent in Brazil is 14. So.
Still fucked.
It's
still
kind of murky.
Yeah, that's
very
fucked
up. Could be more so that it's her niece, maybe.
Still
so.
Shouldn't, yeah.
Oh, morally corrupt. Yeah. But legally.
Yeah, he's.
Kind of a gray area.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Legally, attempted murder kind of feels like a prosecutor overreach, would you say?
Well, you know the prosecutors in Brazil.
Well, we don't know the size of the guy's hog, because if he's got a big old honking penis, then, you know, he's probably bleeding out quite a bit.
And if you've seen Mike
in
Brazil,
bricked up all the blood down there.
There's good a good chance this guy has a massive ding-dong.
Yeah.
You remember
if we're going
school,
off of Mike and Mike's
cutters?
Apartment and Mike in Brazil.
Yeah.
Remember, like, that paper cutter back in the day? Basically, was a machete.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine that thing cutting off a dick, huh?
That'd be good. That'd be a good way to do it.
I'd rather not.
I'm doing it now.
It's almost like
I don't like it.
Yeah. Why did they have those in school? It was unnecessary.
Well, because, you know, you got fucking 6,500 pieces
of construction
paper. Yeah, if you put
more than, like, 5 pieces of paper together, it's impossible to cut with scissors.
No.
So.
No.
All right. I'll use all the machete.
Next.
Don't be cutting penises off and flushing them down the toilet.
Cut it out.
Scientists fear zombie deer disease could spread to humans after first ever case of the fatal brain virus that makes animals drool and out afraid of humans was detected in Yellowstone National Park.
Hasn't there been zombie deer virus?
It says first.
I know, but there has been other zombie deer virus.
It actually says it is the first here.
Bruce.
I know, but I'm just saying that we've been scared of the zombie.
Here's my question. Look at that guy's Oakley's in tool belt and tell me that he doesn't know if it's the first or not.
Yeah.
Well said.
I mean, I hear you. Yin's got a lot of sickly deer there in Pennsylvania.
We do. Yeah. They are the worst.
I've been telling you guys, they serve no purpose other than delicious deer jerky. Deer fucking stink. They are basically overgrown rats. Jeez. They bring ticks and disease, and now this new zombie disease. We don't need them.
To your point, it was like 60 on either Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve in Pittsburgh. And I was going to take my daughter out in the yard. My dad told me not to because there's always fucking deer walking through the yard, and he was afraid she would get a tick.
Yeah. And
they're fucking the worst.
Shitty noises. They jump out in front of your car and fuck
and there was deer poop all over the place.
What?
They poop everywhere.
The deer?
Little round nuts.
You guys got to do something about
that. That's why there's hunting
season. It's called
hunting
season, boy.
They're coming
damn
around
it, boy.
The houses?
Yeah, they eat the bushes. Really? They eat the flowers.
I actually saw an albino deer this weekend. That was pretty sweet.
I hope you shot it.
Probably zombie.
No, it's bad luck.
Oh, really?
To shoot an albino. It was a doe, yeah.
You also need a doe tag.
If it was a buck, maybe a different story.
You need a doe tag. If I see a doe stomping, you know what to do.
Run away because it's got the... Zombie disease. Yeah,
No. I think they like stomp and then yell, and then the does alert the bucks, hey, there's a fucking scumbag hunter over here.
What kind of noise does the deer make? That's not it.
That was actually.
I think it's a little more.
Is spot
I think it's
on.
A little more throaty.
That is spot on.
Look at Talk's outfit.
I know.
I talk.
Talk, get out of here.
He's running a marathon.
Come on, Talk.
Connor's not here, so
somebody
we could
get him
actually
over
bring
here.
Him up here.
Yep, someone get him over.
Yes.
I don't
want a dangerous game.
I don't think you want to do this.
All we've ever heard
how
is
many
good
paper
luck.
Why does he need so many paper towels?
Don't drag him
He's got
over
about
here.
100 paper towels to get on the treadmill.
He's from sweat?
He's got a sweat towel.
He wipes his sweat while he runs.
It's also impossible.
Say I like the lather.
Like, I'll be on the elliptical next to him, and he'll come in there. It's possible to work out next to him.
Why? Because he splashes on you?
While he's just slapping his feet so hard. And
he's
staring directly at a blank TV screen because he says looking at the TV screen gives him a headache.
Okay. Nice.
So
okay.
It's,
all right.
If.
Man,
he's got to stop running like that. They came when I was training.
You mean with flip flops on?
When I was doing boxing training, they literally came over to me and said, "Hey, you know the old quote: float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Like you got to work on that on this treadmill because you're gonna break it."
Yeah, but that's his feet that he can't do anything about.
You can though.
He's got duck feet.
You got to run on the balls of your feet.
He won't be able to run.
Can't, dude. Have you seen his running?
I bet
shoes?
Some of the listeners would pay to watch Talk run on the treadmill.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt it.
And where would you get those tickets?
Where?
SeatGeek.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes, you would.
Yeah.
You would.
Thank you to today's sponsor, SeatGeek. The best ticket app on planet Earth and
the moon.
Plus, they have this beautiful ticker.
They do.
It's not
on Pat Show.
On Pat Show. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day.
That's right.
I got tickets for Christmas off of SeatGeek. Guess who's going to see Hootie and the Blowfish this summer?
You know what? Thanks I was this tickets. Close to buying
something
those as
to
well.
Think about.
Yep, I'm going to. Thank you.
Something to think about.
I agree.
I figured I was the only. I wouldn't be the only one in the office going.
Yep.
Is that why you didn't text everyone until?
Yeah, what happened? Then?
It was yesterday. Okay. Sorry, I didn't just decide. Oh, I better text everyone to buy tickets. Go see Hootie and the Blowfish.
Who got the Creed tickets at the?
I think it was Bill made off with those. But what we're saying is you can buy tickets off SeatGeek to anything.
Anything?
Anything.
Anything.
They rate each ticket on a scale of 1 to 10. Green's for good. Red means bad.
Yep.
Right now, use code PAT30 to get $30 off football tickets. That's any NFL or college football purchase. $30 off with code PAT30. Restrictions do apply.
Time's running out. Get them now.
Next. I think when I said speaking of, I can't remember what we were speaking of, but this was the article in my mind that we had to get to.
Sure.
Zito sent us in. Nick sent us in. Olivia Dunn. Some people call her Livy Dunn.
Yep.
Gymnast at LSU.
Some people call her girlfriend of Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens, Pirates pitcher. She's pretty popular on the internet. She decided to sell her leotards, which immediately when I heard that news.
Yeah, you knew which way this was going to go.
Why would LSU allow this?
Huh?
Why would LSU allow this?
NIL, baby.
NIL.
Oh, so this is strictly NIL.
Yeah, within hours, $130 was what they were being sold for. They all sold out and were being resold for over 1,000, and people were asking, do gymnast? I can't even read that.
What happened?
Gymnasts typically wear underwear with these, asking for a friend.
I'm not going to lie. I laughed super hard at some of these. No, I didn't fucking look at buying any of them, but some of the comments were pretty damn funny.
Like what? What do you remember that really popped you?
this one guy said, do they wash? Like, does anybody know if these are washed or not?
Yeah, I mean, you knew the scumbags internet were going to buy these up right away.
I will tell you, I thought $1,000 was cheap for the scumbag community.
Me too.
I thought it was very cheap.
That is low.
See, I figured a bunch of these dudes are probably wearing them right now.
What? It's going to a good cause.
Exactly.
trying to sport a girl in college. What do you want?
I'll pay $15,000 for the one that has the butt crack sweat out of his heel. Can you still smell it?
We all knew. This is where it was going.
Yeah, you knew this is where it was going. I mean, that's what.
Also,
Bruce,
what'd
you say? You framed yours.
It is signed, right? It's pretty cool.
I mean, my only problem with this is like, if you're Livy Dunn, you got to know you have a creep ass fan base. Like,
yeah,
why are you selling them for $130?
Yeah, she could sell them for much more.
No.
Yeah, there was girls selling their like their poop farts, right, for more than this?
Farts in a jar.
Farts in a jar. Yeah, we've covered it.
Yeah.
I do remember
that. It's just another reason to be Team Brecky.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Get out of here.
Team Brecky.
Yeah, he's shouting out some girls' OnlyFans. We can move on.
Bruce, what's wrong with you?
Oh, you guys. All right.
Okay, you got me. Yeah.
Bruce, what just happened?
We just found out Bruce spends a lot of money on this
joke.
I was kidding, you guys.
No, so there is a girl.
It's only 15,000.
I'm messing with you guys.
There is a girl named Brecky who looks
That's
just
not
like
a real name.
Livy Dunn.
Okay.
And she does
do
only
dude.
And you're a team. You're on her team.
Well, they had beef because it was like, why is Brecky Hill? So she would go and redo Livy Dunn's TikToks.
Oh.
Just, she has bigger boobs.
Because she
Jesus,
looks
man. Right. Okay.
I mean,
all
right. What are you talking about? Right. Right.
The bathroom. Right. The, don't.
That's
the
update.
Don't fucking
just,
drag
let's
me
Let's just
into
separate
that
the front,
grouping.
Front yeah. us three with the back room right now.
How dare you?
More specifically,
fucking
Bruce.
Police back here. Yeah.
Bruce is
keeping up with the times, okay?
Sweet.
Just updating you all on the latest drama.
She actually redid all of her TikToks.
Her bra would have sold for way more.
Next. She probably would sell them for more.
What the fuck?
This guy's awesome. This whole thread is fucking
fuck?
Sick.
This is a thread of guy.
This is pretty funny. Mike Bong.
This guy was smoking weed out of a bunch of different things, and Zito said, "Please put number two in the pod."
I think that was Connor, to be honest with you. But
can you play? Impressive. Can you play the video?
I just took a screenshot.
Just a screenshot.
But I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
He's got about 100 of these, dude.
He does.
Is he dipping a finger in there too while he's doing it?
He's yeah, actually
he's spreading.
He's
spreading.
I mean, there's no question.
I guess
this guy's penis was inside this yep. thing.
No.
Hours before he smoked out of it.
You know, yeah. Now that I'm looking at it, it actually looks like you guys remember those? I don't know if you do. What?
A kalzoo?
That's
what?
Not what it's called. And a kazoo does not look like that at
kalzoo.
All. There were microphones when we were kids though that you yelled into that kind of looked just like this. Now that I'm thinking about.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Those things stunk. They weren't like real. They were just like a spring. In
no,
there.
They were not. Yeah, they were just a spring. Yeah, you could smoke out anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Especially if your ding-dong's been in there, you know, just moments beforehand.
What's wrong with a good old apple?
Bruce,
know?
How many times have you smoked
can.
A Washington Red?
I've never smoked out of a flashlight.
Okay.
He did do one where it was just a bong, but he just did it upside down and was ripping bong upside down. I forget the others, but there were some cool ones, like a Hess truck or something.
When was the last time you used your fleshlight, Bruce?
I've never used a fleshlight, brother.
Bruce.
What was the one we were looking at on this program?
Sorry, what?
Yours?
What? No, it was like the guy whose Amazon history was just getting tweeted at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, the fuck me silly.
Yeah.
That was the that
smoke
was,
out of one of those.
That was just cheeks, though. Yeah. Like, that was just cheeks, right?
Yep. Yeah, that one was
anything
cool.
with a hole in it. I mean, really. Next.
The flesh pipe. Oh, yeah.
Told you might be in for a treat.
Mm-hmm, I forgot.
This is Hulk. The Hulkster. Hulkamania. Hulk Hogan. And he was baptized this weekend.
He was.
Hell yeah.
Nothing better than when you commit your life to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dude. All the Hulkamaniacs out there who haven't been baptized yet. Come to the Pontiac Silverdome, brother, and I will not only baptize you with a leg drop, but I will go into the mists of Avalon with you and become a brother in Christ with you, dude. I love you, Jesus, almost as much as I love Mean Gene, man.
This is how I imagine the Hulkster will be dressed in heaven.
Yeah.
When you enter those pearly gates and you see the Hulk.
It's either this or a tuxedo t-shirt.
Yep.
Is that his wife on right?
That might be his new bride.
Could be.
Make sure you douse my do-rag, dude. I want to feel this holy water for days, man.
How many do-rags do you think Hulkster has?
One for, probably like 10 for every day of the week.
Yeah.
So, 365.
Every color.
I bet he has 300,000 dudes.
Every color on the spectrum.
Yes.
Plus, every color on the spectrum matched with another color.
The all white feels like a good look for him.
It's a great look for him.
Yeah,
dude.
It is.
Khakis, too.
Is that what he's wearing?
What's his bar called?
Todd, did you hear Tony Romo do the Hulk shout out?
No, what he said.
Oh, man. I got to send it to you.
You do got to send it.
I do got to send it.
I will say.
I thought we all saw that, but I.
I was watching the Santa Claus on what night was it? It might have been like
it was on
Wednesday or Thursday night.
It's on a lot of nights this week.
It was. And I don't know why, but I just couldn't stop thinking of Tony Romo saying, "You know, Jim, some people call me Topo Gigio." thought he was going to say it around the holidays. He didn't. He didn't say it, but I said it to myself about 800,000 times.
He did look incredible on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, with the hat on.
Yeah, oh, man. Great sweater.
You know what they say, Jim? Topo Gigio's coming to town.
All time. Absolutely all time. Next.
Shout out to the Hulkster.
This guy is testing out a new cup.
Testing out a new cup.
Oh, God.
What do we do?
Is that jugs machine?
Jugs machine.
Oh, no.
Oh!
What the fuck?
Did it have to be that close?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
None of that.
When are you ever going to take
check,
a...
You fucking dumbass.
A 95 mile an hour fastball right in the ball?
Maybe off a bat, I guess.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, it happens.
It does, but...
Wouldn't it?
This poor son of a
but
bitch.
Isn't there sensors you can put in a cup and just shoot it at the cup with sensors in it and be like, oh, that would hurt?
Well, you have to move the human trials eventually.
Oh. You do.
Also, if you're a good catcher, you don't need a cup.
Wow.
That is dangerous. Yeah.
Wow. As a man who played catcher.
Stunned silence.
All through high school.
Me too.
I 90%.
You were a catcher?
Yeah.
90% of the time,
fucking
did not.
Hose.
Why? Well, hold on.
Wait,
this
what
is,
was your pop time?
I don't think this has been.
No, I did. This is the first time hearing about this.
Yeah, whoa.
What's that?
That you were man in the plate. We didn't know that.
What do you think I was doing out there? I'm not playing
too,
in the outfield.
I too spend my fair share behind home plate.
That makes sense.
You got three?
Yeah, but you're left-handed, so you're definitely using like a regular
baseball
righty.
Glove. I throw righty, you piece of shit.
You're right. You do.
Wait a second.
Everyone used to say that
catcher.
When I was hitting lefty.
Well, it was just one of those
things. Oh, you're a lefty catcher? No, I'm a fucking righty, okay?
It's just
you shouldn't even be able to hit lefty as a catcher.
That would be the easiest way to know, like, there's either going to be 1,000 pass balls today.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're
going
to steal so many bases because this kid playing catcher has a regular ball mitt. They don't even have catcher's mitt.
Yeah, no, you are right.
Yeah.
You can't play catcher.
Majority of the games, I did not put one in.
Yeah, I didn't wear one.
I would always take it out to hit.
Just heard so many horror stories.
I know. It's just I couldn't handle fucking.
The only way you're getting got
so uncomfortable
is a foul ball.
Back in the day.
The only way you're getting got is a foul ball.
Yeah.
Or. He wasn't on my team. He was a couple years older than me. And the kid that they had threw it like very, very hard. Probably like low 90s, maybe. Uh-huh. And he skipped one.
Oh, and see, that's kid, on the catcher.
Kid had a cup on.
Oh, Jesus.
Did a great job blocking it. hit the cup and split it. Like,
Jesus.
Not oh right down the middle, but in like a spot where like his right nut was like, it was like the size of like a fucking
oh my
balloon.
God.
Like
oh
my God. he missed a lot of time.
Probably see. So he probably got pinched from the cup. He probably
did.
Definitely.
Do you guys know anybody that's had to lose a ball from playing sports?
No.
I know a
no.
couple people.
Couple?
How many?
Okay, yeah. Well, I know a couple actually. One of them is my uncle. He had 5 kids after, so. He's straight, but he took a...
One up there. my fucking uncle, one up Bill.
He's good.
Yeah, shout out Uncle Tim. he caught a slant and it went right through his hands, busted
so
his nut.
He didn't catch a slant.
He didn't catch it. He dropped it. So, okay, gotta catch that. But my high school lacrosse team, they still have this. I graduated like 6-7 years ago. They still have annual cup checks because... My senior year, I was playing defense. This kid, his name is Chad Kotagi. Actually, he shot 100 miles an hour. Kind of hilarious. He came around a screen, and I stepped in front of it, and I got hit right in the balls. I started throwing up on the field. It was pretty fun, actually.
Did you lose a nut?
No, I did not.
Oh, because you said
I have two. Actually.
Okay, I didn't know.
Well, if you only had one, you'd be straight.
Yeah, I'd be straight. No, so it grows back. There's like calcium that grows back, so it looks like you have two, but you really only have one.
Yeah, you just one nut and like a rock pretty much in there.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Next.
I do remember our high school gym teacher used to always, you know, say about like, hey, nobody wet towels, no whipping butts in the locker room, okay? I knew a kid growing up. Boom. Slid his nut sack open. One of his nuts fell right out of his sack.
Sliced
that thing like a knife through hot butter. So I don't want to hear anybody whipping butt cheeks after gym class.
No grab assing?
Yeah, no grab assing in the locker room.
Next. That's a... We got some mower stuff going on. So it looks like a sit-down mower versus
stand
mower.
Whoa, you can't do that. You fucker.
Look at the speed.
Yeah, that's Z-turn. That's a deer, first off.
Yep.
Both.
Deer the other guy's got a deer, too.
Deer on deer crime.
Jesus.
That is a heavy-duty Z-turn, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
This thing's fine,
that guy
dude.
Got out of there.
What's going on here? That's how you chew a guy's legs up.
9 a.m.
Look at how quick he turned around here. Look
a
at
nice Saturday. Jesus. What are we doing, man?
Dude, I will tell you, the lawn service community is a tough business.
Yeah.
It's a tough business.
If you try to take someone's route.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't do it.
Especially not when you show up with a Mickey Mouse when this guy's here.
That thing might be custom.
I always thought the lawn service community was a community that held themselves to a higher standard.
No, cutthroat. Cutthroat.
If
break
you
your
spend
legs.
$20,000 on a John Deere, you want every job.
That one is, yeah.
That's the thing, is that other deer that guy's got the stand
behind?
Is actually very nice, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's only Mickey Mouse in comparison to the monster truck.
Size-wise, yeah. That is a monster, dude.
Jesus.
I wouldn't know.
It is, though. I mean, you see just how many people out here have lawn services. Like, it is incredibly competitive.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Watch out there. All right, next. Grandpa slept right through the chaos. What happened?
We got multiple.
The other one was going.
Holy shit.
Whoa, fuck. Wait, what?
Were they having a house party with Grandpa on the entire floor?
Gramps was a little tuckered out.
A razor and Grandpa.
Oh, my Lord.
I was always afraid this was going to happen in the pub. I will tell you that.
Bro, these videos Grandpa every time
just
I see
snoozing, dude, there's a fucking razor, man.
Dude, that is so many fucking kids.
They didn't even have the decency. They left his door cracked.
Yeah.
His door was open.
Well, they just cracked it for the vid.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe.
For the vid. I mean, that's 1,000 kids.
Nobody probably got hurt either.
No. Maybe. Wow.
How much damage do you think that is?
Oh,
a couple hundred thousand.
You're fucked. Yeah.
At least. You're better off just fucking raising the house and building a new
one. Yep. Yeah, I think the structural integrity of the house is in question.
I mean, think about how many people you have to have standing in your house for it to collapse into the basement.
That's
we used to joke.
It's like a concert.
That is Project X.
Yeah. We used to joke. One of our friends' house in high school was probably about the size of this fucking stage, and we always said we were gonna have a massive rager at his house,
and
we're gonna try to fit as many people as we could in there until the walls fucking fold. We never did, but this reminded me of it.
I'm guessing he didn't get a kick out of it.
The grandpa is just fucking snoozing, man. Look at the fucking people fall, dude. Dude, where is this from? Do we know?
Alberta, I think.
Would have never fell if it was Alberta.
Maybe Saskatoon. I don't know.
Could have been Saskatoon.
Is that a grand piano?
I was thinking, is that girl wearing a Bears jersey? Or
everybody's wearing a jersey.
I see some
party?
Browns jerseys.
Is that who was number 99 who just got traded to the Seahawks from the Giants?
Leonard Williams
jersey there?
Leonard Williams tarp.
I mean, if it's a tarps party, there you can't put a limit on how many people are allowed.
It's a shame.
Those are the rules.
I feel like there's
they
a coil
the
jersey
off
in
because
there.
I do believe a guy dressed as Hulk Hogan does jump off the top.
I'm a bitch.
Look at the tall guy. Look at the tall kid. The tall kid in the back.
Yeah,
what do you think his thoughts are when he just
I think
is
he
on
knows
the edge?
What's about to happen. he's got
safe.
The look over there. He might be standing on like an island or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, it looks like the kitchen.
I like looking at the guys that didn't fall.
just
on the edge.
This guy's clinging on for dear life.
On the right,
his foot stuck in there.
Oh no, that guy's fucked.
Or no, maybe it's just
is that
like
his underwear.
It could be.
What's far right happening right now? Far right top corner. Is that someone falling?
Yeah, that's somebody falling.
It's a nice delayed fall onto somebody else.
Is that his like pants? pants what stuck, leg
pants
fell.
Pants might be stuck there.
That's a wedgie. Got atomic wedgie.
Yeah, it looks like a wedgie, boys. That is a wedgie.
Dude, that guy. That guy. Right that there. Guy in the look at the guy in the orange shirt.
Oh yeah,
watch
he disappears.
Dude, he fucking goes down.
Disappears.
Look at him. Holy fuck!
Look, it looks like there's like another 15 foot drop down there.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean that's not the end. There's an abyss.
Yeah.
All right, next.
That house is.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there. Got overweight guy on a kid's swing.
Yeah, I believe he has a ponytail as well.
I haven't heard.
You see, boy, it looks like it's a little gnarly how his leg lands on there.
You think?
Yeah. Thank God he's wearing
right
jeans,
right into the hottest
dude.
Part of the flight.
He's fine. He's wearing his jeans.
If he wasn't wearing those Lee dungarees, he would have lost.
Did you see that tweet going around? Did you see that tweet going around about y'all look at my uncle's jeans last night?
Holy they were fucking pleated.
Jeez, I gotta say.
I love it.
This guy has the weirdest shaped body ever.
Especially at this angle.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
It kind of, you know what? You have a ponytail like that, it kind of served you right.
I didn't see the pony.
Oh, no, yeah, that's the first thing I noticed.
Next. Do you know what his job is? I read he is a voiceover for like pigs in animated movies.
Okay.
He just makes that noise all the time.
It's the Geico pig.
You know that scene where Babe's next.
Oh, no.
This guy's pouring gas on himself.
This is very viral.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, all right, 6 gallons. I think we're good. What's he doing? Someone asked.
He's got Mitch shorts on.
This is one of the wildest things I've seen in a minute.
It's too late.
Don't do this.
Is this fucking dead?
No, he's fine.
Kids are so dumb.
He's fine. He's really
is the
fine.
Juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah,
dude, that was fucking sick.
No, it's
Bruce.
Not.
This is terrifying.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, it had to sting for a second or two.
Oh yeah, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Just even the gas skin alone would.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a science experiment like growing up where you would put like on your hand the gas and then it would burn off?
I don't think it was gas.
Bro.
It was alcohol.
Yeah. Maybe alcohol.
Alcohol. Yeah. Now, if this kid goes on and he is Johnny Storm in the next Fantastic Four movie, then by all means, this was a great move.
No, professor at MIT.
I think Krasinski's
science
next Johnny Storm.
Oh, yeah, he could be, I suppose. Krasinski?
Next Johnny Storm? Is it not Krasinski?
I don't think
am
it's
I wrong?
Krasinski.
Or is
no,
he Dr. Stretch?
He was Dr.
He's
Stretch.
He's Dr. Stretch.
I will say that. That's a cool photo.
I mean, sure. Maybe.
Look at me.
This kid's buck wild, and I don't hate it.
There was a show. You probably watched that show, didn't you?
Ah, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Next. Yeah. Was that West Virginia's version of Jersey Shore?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah, but it was better.
Probably. This fucking killed me, dude. Okay, this guy shaped his credit card into the shape of a penis, so it still has the numbers on it and the chip.
Put it in.
And it works, so.
No, not that way.
Put it in, Toots.
You should do this with one of your credit
awesome.
Cards.
I want to do this.
Do you
it's
have to keep the chip
funny.
On the balls, or can you make it true to form?
You probably got to keep the chip on the balls.
Yeah, you got to keep the chip on the balls so you can stick it in the reader. It's not going to work.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean,
I might,
a fucking genius.
Yeah, I might do this tonight.
You should, Bruce.
This guy deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
At least.
Everybody's
at
laughing.
Least.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's having a great time.
He's
look, look how many girls he's picking up using this.
Yeah,
it's actually life size, too.
That's what I was about to say. Think about it. Think about it.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I don't believe this is in America either.
I don't think it is.
Well, let's see those prices back there.
Does that say cappuccino?
Does it cappuccino? And the prices are. But everything's in Spanish on the menu, so.
So those are
euros or pesos?
Pesos, probably.
Okay.
Peso Ponte.
Next.
Ponte to Ponte.
The quote was, this is a driver's test, so I'll just leave it at that. It's off to a curved
okay, got to ding you there, but you're not
curved it.
You're not out of the woods yet.
Be all right. Be all right.
By the way, this
keep going.
We didn't have this. We drove on regular roads for our driver's test.
For sure. I mean, what are you doing?
Oh, no, it's not the brake.
Got his brake foot and gas foot mixed up.
Yeah, but that's all. Also, the driver's SD bar is supposed to have the foot brake.
Slamming on the gas while it's on the side,
Yep.
It won't move!
Our driver's tests were on the real road.
Yeah, so was ours.
Yeah. This would have been sweet. Sorry, what?
I cheated.
How do you cheat the driver's test?
So at the end, you got to reverse park. You got to back in park.
Parallel or just reverse?
Just back in park.
Oh, Jesus. Did you have to parallel at all?
This is kind of awesome right here.
No.
You didn't have to parallel park?
No parallel, just back in park.
Okay.
Oh, no wonder you drive like an asshole.
Yeah. And I back in park, and I knew that I had fucked it up. So he opens his door, and he's like, good on my side, but there's a lot of room. Is your side good? And it wasn't, but I just looked at him dead in his eyes and said, my side's good too. And I went on my way.
That's not just what anyone would have done.
I felt bad for a while.
But he also, I mean, the driver instructor knew you weren't good on your side.
He's been in that park installed.
Also, like right out of the gate on my driver's test, he's like, turn left up in this light. I just go in the right turn lane, start turning right. He's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, you said left. Oh no.
I can't believe you didn't have to parallel park.
The driver's test back in the day was one of the more stressful things you had to do.
Yeah, it was stressful. First timer.
My driver's ed teacher too was the biggest sack of shit. It's like I remember we'd always go downtown where you would never be I didn't live anywhere near downtown Waterloo. I'd never go drive down there ever, and it was always weird because there's two driving lanes and then there's a parking lane, but on a lot of days there are no cars parked there, so it's you can fucking drive there too. And you'd be driving, he'd just be where's your driving lane? Where's your you're not in your driving lane, where's your driving lane? And he's just slam on the brakes too all the time reason. He smelled like shit too.
All the test guys smelled
shit. Yeah. I mean, they don't normally love their lives.
I think that's a good gig, though.
Is it?
I think it pays pretty well. Because most of the time,
it's life and death.
Yeah. Government job.
Yeah, exactly.
Next. This was
it's classic.
Fraud.
Yeah.
This was someone trying to get a kitten.
Oh! I mean, he took a pop.
Yeah. Whoa.
It was a he was trying to do it to a police car?
I don't think it was it a cop? No, I think this is someone just has a Garmin.
Oh, okay.
Hey, buddy, you all right?
Hey, all right? I got you on camera, though, you doofus.
Go slightly down.
This guy directed traffic. Yeah. Let's go, let's go, let's go! What was this guy doing?
Trying to get...
I know, but, you got to put forth better effort than that. Fuck.
See, I wouldn't take it head on. I'd try to roll over the fucking... front, right?
I mean,
the hood.
Yeah,
you try to
jump up. Don't fucking take a rib shot like that.
No.
This guy broke fucking 10 ribs.
No, yeah, you try to roll over the hood.
I mean, in fairness, if you go back to the beginning, there is a sign right there that's warning
them. Yep.
No, you're right.
Frequent crossing.
I mean,
yield,
dude. This guy came out of nowhere, man. Holy fuck.
How fast was he going? It shows the miles an hour down
go
at the bottom.
There's also a sidewalk on the other 30? Side.
That's a solid 30? Shot to take.
Also, if you're if you're doing this, I mean, there's a G-Wagon at the beginning of the video. Take the fucking hit from the G-Wagon.
Yeah, that was the other side of the street, though. It would have been tough.
I mean, if you're committing to the bit, though.
I would. You could have picked any one of those cars other than the G-Wagon to take the hit from.
Yeah, G-Wagon weighs what,
6,000 pounds? clean
it's
over.
It's not like he took a clean hit.
Yeah, Mitt, don't take any bumps
that
from
is
a G-Wagon.
Yeah, I mean, his hip's broken for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, his head went.
Yeah, he's fine.
Did his shoe come off?
Yeah. Shoe goes flying.
Yeah,
shoe goes flying.
What is it with getting hit by a car and shoe? Next.
This is Gump's.
Jeans?
Oh,
Scumbies jeans.
This is phenomenal. I cried. the quote
they are pleated.
The quote tweets
with the
on this.
With the black shine dress shoes.
Dude, the quote tweets on this were phenomenal, dude.
What's wrong with those?
This looks sick.
Showing up for Christmas with pleated jeans.
Bruce, those are your jeans, but they're pleated, so they're close.
Those are so, those are fucking cool.
Yeah, I might go get all my jeans pleated.
You should, please.
Oh, shit.
Next. What do we got here? Oh, Trim.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did we not already talk about
that? Holy.
I mean, be an athlete.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Be an athlete. Guy didn't bend his knees at all.
Oh. Holy golly.
It's like he's never been on trampoline before, and his friend was like.
Look at his body.
And his friend goes, all right, what you're going to want to do is hit the trampoline with the stiffest.
Yeah.
Stiffest, straightest legs you possibly can.
Lock those fucking knees in tight. Point your toes down.
Whatever you do, do not bend your legs.
Aim for the bushes, boys.
In khakis, we never guess.
His legs look like mitts when they
I mean, he broke every bone in both his legs.
Yeah.
Down, legs shattered.
Just fell to his buddy's feet. Look at his buddy.
All time.
He might have
whiplash. He's like, holy fuck, you listen to us.
I mean, that trip.
He just shoves the phone girl. In his face, too. Look, watch his buddy just put the phone right in his face.
Did his head hit the back of his knees as well?
It looked like it. Where are they at? Look at this shit always jumping off of this rusted out roof.
Bro,
this fucking trampoline.
You know he's just laying on the ground going,
It's total shock, dude.
That guy's still there.
There's not a breath left in his body.
Holy fuck.
That's bad.
That's terrible.
His bones are oozing out of his toes.
Sugar water.
Next.
Man.
All time. Oh, is that it? Oh, no. Zed sent in this. Ants are fucking us.
Ants are fucking us.
Okay, ants aren't biting you, okay? Well, they kind of are.
They're sucking you.
They.
No. It gets worse than this, boys.
The ant uses them to hold on to your skin.
Okay.
And they bend their bodies.
Oh, they're fucking you.
Stab you with their stinger?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you like that?
Ants do that?
Yeah, dude. Look how deep the stinger goes, too. Oh, and they're putting juice? They're putting jizz in you?
Yeah.
Penetrates like the epidermis.
When was the last time someone got bit by an ant?
Yeah, when the fuck does that happen? Is that a mosquito?
It's been a while.
No, that's an ant. You can tell.
I feel like I have been bit by an ant, but it's been a while.
I can't remember if I've been bitten by an ant.
Flying ant, maybe?
I don't know.
I always just, if I go outside, I never see a single bug. And then I come inside covered in bites. So I'm always just like, what the fuck?
Mosquito. I mean, I get bit by mosquitoes like you would not fucking believe. It's like I'm
sweet skin.
Fucking spraying Sprite like on me before I go outside.
I didn't realize these ants are like Johnny Sins.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. And they don't die either.
They don't die. That would be a cool porno, actually. Johnny Sins as an ant.
Not a bad idea.
Now we're talking. Ant Man.
See if you can message him, Matt.
Yeah. I got an idea for you, Johnny.
Next.
Bruce, hold on. Maybe you reach out.
That is the end, but look at the hair they did on this guy's fucking skin.
Fucking grown up Tommy Pickles, the fucking hair on his head.
Unfortunately, that is the end of the pod fod. It was great. It was a great week. It was great being with you people this week.
If you're jumping off a trampoline, bend your knees.
If you're landing,
bend your knees. Okay.
Tuck and roll is kind of like a thing you do.
Yeah.
You could spread your body out, land flat too.
Could have done a butt draw.
I think this
could've,
is a,
yeah.
Oh no, it's. I thought it was a ground trampoline. It's not a ground trampoline.
No, it's just a.
It is pretty.
I will tell
shit.
You, very stable for landing on the end over there. Yeah. I guess it could land. The
I guess yeah.
Usually would tip over, right?
Yeah. Well, it looks like several of the springs are quite rusty.
Yeah, that is
well,
a
so.
That is a
also,
tough
if
barn.
If you're
it's hard to be jumping.
If you're in khakis and a dress shirt. Probably, and dress shoes.
Yeah, maybe just go, I mean, this guy's selling insurance. He doesn't need to be jumping off roofs onto a trampoline.
And why is he hanging out with a guy who's wearing a tank top and flip-flops?
Is that what happens? He hits the ground?
It could be.
Is that why?
Maybe.
It might be.
Can we go? Can we slow it down?
But look
sense.
How straight his legs are right now.
No,
he just
he's just
on the ground.
His knees go six different ways.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe instead just lay yourself on fire and jump in the river.
Maybe.
Could be.
I wish his body would have got thrown over that fence.
Oh, that would have been awesome. at Austin.
They would have just left him there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.